He's back after his 20-year radio talk show, Let's Talk Real Estate. Darrell Beasley is back with some real estate tips from the top podcast. Radio show host, nationally selling author, owner of real estate mortgage and title companies, recording artist, Vietnam veteran, racquetball player, professional plane crusher, and working on his GED, Darrell will share one amazing tip on each short podcast. And here he is with your real estate tip of the day.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are through Christmas now, but if you did not get a Christmas present, you just text my wife. She will send you one. We live in a 2,200 square foot condo downtown West Monroe on the river. That picture is one of the 48,000 pictures my wife has taken from our balcony on her phone. And in our little condo, she had 10 full-size Christmas trees and over 200 Santas everywhere. Hundreds of Christmas presents. I don't know who they're for. Give her a card, your name in it, and she'll send you a present, okay? All right. What I wanted to do today was talk about an amazing tip that I have used my 100 years on qualifying. I believe I can tell you in 15 seconds, and I've lied about this a lot, but 30 seconds, okay? I believe I can tell you in 30 seconds, within a 90% accuracy, if you can qualify for a home loan, any type of home loan, anywhere in the United States. I authored the National Selling Book, everything about home loans, the home mortgage company, and I realize it comes down to three simple things. But if I do that, then I get into a couple of little things that's going to confuse you. So I'm going to explain a couple of things that relate to that, which is how much can you afford and what your payment is going to be. Now, I know you know how to do that, how to figure that. You call your lender and whatever, and that's the best thing. Go to a lender. Here's what I do, okay? I ask somebody the same thing you ask them. The first thing that every realtor says, which doesn't mean a lot, the first thing we say is, what price range can you afford? What price range home are you looking at? They've been to a lender, they might know that, but chances are they don't. What do they know? Tell me what they do know. That lady on the back right, you got it right. They know what monthly payment they can afford. What is the most monthly payment you are comfortable making? They know that. We know your mortgage payment includes your taxes and insurance, and that's all that other stuff they throw in there. And we know taxes varies throughout the United States. In the South here, it's kind of ballpark. I'm just going to arbitrarily deduct $400 for taxes and insurance, okay? So I did it $400 from the $1,800 they say that they can handle. That leaves me $1,400 principal and interest. Now, here's the key. For every $100,000 you borrow, your principal and interest payment is going to be around $650 a month. Just figure every $100,000, $650 a month. Even if you go a half, three quarters, higher, lower, it's still going to be in the ballpark, okay? This would have worked 6 months ago. It'll work 6 months from now, even if rates change. So this couple, $1,800, did up $400, $1,400 they can handle, $650 per $100,000, $200,000. If they say $2,000, we're paying $2,000 rent right now, we can go maybe $2,400, deduct that $400, $2,000, $650, that's $300,000 you can get. It's going to be in the ballpark. So that is my tip for the day, and we'll do the qualifying thing on the next one. But there's always an extra. My extra this time is going to be a song I wrote. I'm a top-ranked racquetball player in the state of Louisiana, even at 100 years old. But everybody's going to pickleball. 94.5% of you listening play pickleball. I thought, okay, everybody's going to pickleball, so I guess I got to go to pickleball. I thought, if I'm going to pickleball, I want to be good. So I went to New Orleans to pickleball camp. I did not know they were videoing us. I got the video back when I got back, and I laughed a little bit and wrote the song, The Pickleball Kitchen. So if you buy pickleball, you're going to enjoy this, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. God bless y'all. Have a good week.
Stay out of that kitchen or you'll be gone. It'll be your last.